A few weeks after this, Mr. Jones gave each of his sons a new top. "How is this, Ben? These tops have no strings. What shall we do for strings? I have a string that will do very well for mine." And he pulled it out of his pocket. "Why, if that is not the whipcord, I wish I had saved mine." A few days afterward, there was a shooting match with bows and arrows among the lads. The prize was a fine bow and arrows to be given to the best marksman. "Come, come," said Master Sharp. "I am within 1 inch of the mark. I should like to see who will go nearer." John drew his bow and shot. The arrow struck within 1/4 of an inch of Master Sharp's. "Shoot away," said Sharp, "but you must understand the rules. We settled them before you came. You are to have 3 shots with your own arrows. Nobody is to borrow or lend. So shoot away." John seized his 2nd arrow. "If I have any luck," said he. But just as he pronounced the word luck, the string broke, and the arrow fell from his hands. Master Sharp says, "There, it is all over with you." Ben says, "Here is my bow for him, and welcome." "No, no, sir, that is not fair. Did you not hear the rules? There is to be no lending." It was now Ben's turn to make his trial. His 1st arrow missed the mark. The 2nd was exactly as near as John's 1st. Before venturing the 3rd arrow, Ben very prudently examined the string of his bow, and as he pulled it to try its strength, it snapped. Master Sharp clapped his hands and danced for joy, but his dancing suddenly ceased when careful Ben drew out of his pocket an excellent piece of cord and began to tie it to the bow. "The everlasting whipcord, I declare," cried John. "Yes," said Ben. "I put it in my pocket today because I thought I might want it." Ben's 3rd arrow won the prize, and when the bow and arrows were handed to him, John said, "How valuable that whipcord has been to you, Ben. I'll take care how I waste anything hereafter."